Russia will help China advance submarine technology, U.S. Indo-Pacific commander says. In return for China's support during its war on Ukraine, Russia will likely assist Beijing to advance its submarine fleet, the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said on November 23. I expect Russia to provide submarine technology to the PRC that has the potential of closing American undersea dominance over the PRC, Admiral Samuel Papereau said at the Halifax International Security Forum, using the acronym for the People's Republic of China. Papereau added that China has helped to rebuild Russia's war machine, with 90% of its semiconductors and 70% of the machine tools that have rebuilt that war machine. Although China boasts the largest navy in the world with more than 370 ships, the Chinese submarine fleet is considered inferior to its U.S. counterpart. A report published by the Center for Strategic and International Studies in June said that U.S. submarine capabilities remain an area of unquestionable U.S. dominance because the United States has 66 nuclear submarines while China has 12. Large nuclear submarines are much more capable than diesel-electric submarines, operating with far greater range, stealth, and offensive power, the report says. In addition to its 12 nuclear submarines, China has 48 diesel-powered/air-independent powered attack submarines, the Pentagon said in a 2023 report, estimating that the Chinese submarine fleet will reach 80 units by 2035. Papereau also expressed concern about the growing cooperation between China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. There is a certain transactional symbiosis among them where each fulfills the needs of the others. Where one is resource poor, the others fulfill those resources. Where one has operational needs, the others are fulfilling those needs, Papereau said. Earlier this month, the State Department said more than 10,000 North Korean troops were actively fighting Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk region. In exchange for the troops, Russia gave North Korea anti-air missiles, South Korean National Security Advisor Shin Won-sik said on Friday. Papereau said he expected Russia to also provide North Korea with submarine and missile technologies. This is a dangerous environment, and this is adding complexity to the environment itself, he said. On November 19, Papereau described the Indo-Pacific region as the most stressing theater at an event held by the Brookings Institution. He explained that U.S. weapons can be moved with alacrity to any theater, and none are reserved for any particular theater. It imposes costs on the readiness of America to respond in the Indo-Pacific region, which is the most stressing theater for the quantity and quality of munitions, because the PRC is the most capable potential adversary in the world, Papereau said. Asked about the possibility of China attacking Taiwan by 2027, Papereau dismissed it as a definitive date. It was never a sell-by date. It was never a date where the PRC had declared, "We're going on this date," Papereau said, before adding that the date should be a worthy benchmark that the United States had better pay close attention to China's military activities. The closer we get to it, the less relevant that date is, and the more we must be ready today, tomorrow, next month, next year, and onward, he said. Last year, CIA Director William Burns said CCP leader Xi Jinping had instructed his military to be prepared to invade Taiwan by 2027. China considers Taiwan to be part of its territory even though the communist regime has never ruled the self-governing democratic island. Papereau also commented on the possible scenario that China would carry out an amphibious assault on Taiwan across the Taiwan Strait. I think the cross-strait invasion would be exceedingly difficult, given some of our advantages, he said. Should China decide to impose a sea blockade on Taiwan, Papereau said he would be confident of the United States' ability to break through it.